Parshas and Sefer Shmos famously begin with the words, "Vikra el Moshe veidaber Hashem elav me'ohol moed lemor." Hashem speaks to Moshe from the Ohol Moed. He begins telling him the laws of the different karbanos, that which makes up not only the theme of our Parsha, but really the dominant theme of the entire Sefer. Something that is striking, that is only noticeable if you're looking at a written Sefer Torah or a properly printed Chumash, is that the letter Aleph, the last letter of the word Vayikra, is actually written very small, different than all the other letters, an Aleph Zira as it's known. The question is why? Why should that be? A number of explanations, but one notable one is offered by the Rosh. Perhaps other commentaries say it as well, but it's already in the Rosh. And that is that this is a reflection of Moshe's humility. After all, there's a tradition, Rashi quotes this, that Vayikra is a Lashon of Chiba. It highlights the high level that Moshe was on, and as a result, the very close, intimate relationship that Moshe uniquely had with Hashem. Even more so, say Chazal, than other Nevi'im, such as Bilam, who never would have been approached and are never addressed with the word of Vayikra, because Vayikra connotes a much closer and intimate relationship. That being said, assumes the Rosh, this Pasuk is in essence a testimonial and a testament to how great Moshe was. Moshe was uncomfortable writing this. Therefore, says the Rosh, Bebakasha Mimcha, Moshe told Hashem. Hashem is commanding Moshe to write these words. He has no choice. But at that point, Moshe asks Hashem, Taseh davar sheyakiru v'yedu hadoros shekasha alai hakri hazos. Do something, Moshe asks Hashem, so that it'll be clear to all concerned throughout all of history that I did not ask for this level of compliment. I did not ask for this special language of kriya, of ayikra, of intimacy to be used. And therefore, as a result, Hashem keeps the word, but makes the letter Aleph small to symbolize Moshe's small ego, his humility. However, as beautiful an answer as this is, a number of achronim ask the following question. This is not the first time that the word Vayikra is used in context of Hashem speaking to Moshe. Back when Hashem approaches Moshe at the Sneh, as well as at Matan Torah, both of those times, it says Vayikra, that Hashem spoke to Moshe using that term Vayikra. If this is such an intimate term, which might look like aggrandizement for Moshe, if Moshe is uncomfortable with it and wants to do something that makes him more humble, more consistent with his natural and instinctive humility, why wait all the way till Vayikra to have a small Aleph? Why not have a small Aleph the first time or earlier times that the word Vayikra is used? Among the answers to this question, I saw a very beautiful and I think instructive approach from Rav Mordechai Druck, Zatzal, in his modern Musar classic, Darash Mordechai. And he explains, based on a tradition which he attributes to Rav Sadia Gaon. I have to confess, I have not been able to confirm or find a primary source for this idea in Rav Sadia Gaon, but this amazing idea, which I'll get to in a moment, I have found and can confirm it is in the Chovos HaLevavos, and I have also heard, but not seen, but heard, that it may also be in the writings of Rav Nachman Mibreslov. But it's an idea that is quoted here as attributed to Rav Sadia Gaon, and therefore we will do so, notwithstanding the caveat that I have not seen that inside. The tradition of these other Gedolim, and here we're using the example of Rav Sadia Gaon, is that apparently they used to do tshuva every single day. Not because they're such terrible people that they were sinning every day, but rather they were doing tshuva every day on the mitzvos that they had done the day before, the day prior. Why do they have to do tshuva on the mitzvos that they did yesterday? The explanation is because their Avodas Hashem was so consistent and so intense that they actually grew a little bit, maybe 1%, but they grew a little bit every single day in their awareness of the greatness of Hashem and the closeness that they had to Hashem. And therefore, from the vantage point of today, let's say, for example, on a Thursday, looking back at the mitzvahs they did on Wednesday, they said, wow, I did the best I could on Wednesday. But on Wednesday, yesterday, I only knew Hashem to such an extent. So I did the mitzvahs as best as I could. But now on Thursday, I'm on a higher level, and I actually appreciate and understand Hashem even more. From my perspective today, looking back, what I did yesterday was wholly insufficient. Was it nearly as dedicated, as reverent, as exact as it should have been? Because from my vantage point now, I realize how much greater Hashem is. I didn't realize that yesterday. And as a result, my mitzvah observance yesterday is insufficient based on what I now know today. This idea, which again is attributed to Rav Sadia Gaon in the Sefer Darash Mordechai and in other Sfarim also to Rav Sadia Gaon, it's definitely in the Chovos HaLevavos, is obviously a very intense, you could even say extreme, and a very high level. But apparently there were such great tzaddikim who were on that level. Rav Druck, uses this idea to explain what's going on, perhaps, in our parsha. Because if there were other people, Rishonim, great tzaddikim, who could have been on such a level, then certainly it's not a leap to think that Moshe Rabbeinu would have been on that level. And therefore, says Rav Druk, we can get back to Moshe and answer our question as follows. It's true that Moshe was approached and discussed and talked to with the word Vayikra previously. However, and Moshe was always on some level an Anav, that's true. However, Moshe was going through numerous experiences leading the Jewish people, out of Mitzrayim, throughout the desert, Matan Torah, and then the Mishkan. Says Rav Druk, each time, in each experience, Hashem revealed himself in a different way, an even more intense way to Moshe. In each experience, Moshe was growing a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, even greater and greater and greater throughout. He wasn't static, Moshe. Throughout his life, throughout his experiences, he's growing and growing. And therefore, it's true that Moshe had a certain sense of how great Hashem was at the Sneh, a certain sense of how great Hashem was at Matan Torah, but not to such an extent that he felt he can't even say the word Vayikra about himself. However, after all of that, and the Karbanos, and the Mishkan, and Matan Torah, etc., etc., Moshe reached such a level of awareness of Hashem that he realized how wholly inadequate he was for such a term. Something that he honestly suggests Rav Druk didn't realize back at Matan Torah. He didn't realize all the way back at the Sneh. But by the time we get to Vayikra post the Mishkan, Moshe has an even greater awareness of the godless of Hashem, and therefore, as a result, a proportional greater awareness of his own inadequacy and humility. And therefore, it's only now that he asks for the small aleph, because only now does he realize how inadequate he is. What an inspiring, albeit extreme, but what an inspiring model for us to hopefully try to aspire to, of constantly growing, and therefore constantly realizing how great Hashem is every day a little bit more.